Joe Biden joined striking auto workers in Detroit. It is an historic first. This is the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 26th day of September. Thanks for being with us and great to be back with you. In other news headlines, more labor action. Actors have opened up a new front against the video game market. Target is closing some stores. We'll share why that's going on. Hey, you want a job in Paris? We've got a way you can get there. How confident are Americans about the economy moving forward? We have details. Amazon drivers say they may quit. We'll tell you why. We've got the Wall Street Report and what the tentative writer's strike means for television programs. For the interview, you'll meet Tyler Granger, the entrepreneur and author behind a second annual book fair. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and yes, it's great to be back with you again on this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Want to follow us on Twitter, now known as X? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, and over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, it's being recorded as history-making. At no other time has a sitting U.S. president joined a picket line to urge strikers to, quote, stick with it, end quote. But that is exactly what happened today, as President Biden urged striking UAW workers to continue their fight for wage increases and other perks. Biden said that auto workers gave up much when the automakers were on the verge of collapse years ago, and now it's the time to fight for increased wages for them and all of the middle class. As Biden arrived, workers chanted, "No deal, no wheels," and enthusiastically welcomed the self-proclaimed most pro-union president in history. Biden joined picket lines with casino workers in Las Vegas and auto workers in Kansas City while seeking the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. Biden's trip to join a picket line in the suburbs of Detroit is the most significant demonstration of his pro-union bona fides, a record that includes vocal support for unionization efforts at Amazon.com facilities and executive actions that promoted worker organizing. In other labor news, the Screen Actors Guild has opened up another front against the very lucrative video game industry. The Associated Press is reporting that the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Radio and Television Artists, have announced the move, saying that 98% of its members voted to go on strike against video game companies if ongoing negotiations are not successful. The announcement came ahead of more talks planned for Tuesday. Acting in video games can include a variety of roles, from voice performances to motion picture work, as well as stunts. Video game actors went on strike back in 2016 in a work stoppage that lasted nearly a year. Some of the same issues are at play in the video game negotiations as in the broader actors' strike that shut down Hollywood for months, including wages, safety measures, and protections on the use of artificial intelligence. The companies involved include gaming giants Activision, Electronic Arts, Epic Games, Take-Two Productions, as well as Disney and Warner Brothers video game divisions. Another retail chain has joined Macy's and Nordstrom's in closing stores, citing theft and unsafe working conditions for their employees. Target will close 9 stores in 4 states, including 1 in East Harlem, New York, and 3 in San Francisco. The closings, which will be effective October 21, also include 3 stores in Portland, Oregon, and 2 in Seattle. Target said it still will have a combined 150 stores open in the markets where the closures are taking place. Target will offer affected workers the opportunity to transfer to other stores. The company described the decision as difficult. Hey, this could be a really good gig for you. The Paris Olympics are seeking workers and plenty of them. The Associated Press is reporting that organizers are trying to fill about 16,000 vacancies in key sectors, including catering, security, transport, and cleaning. That's all happening 10 months before the opening of the Games. About 50 companies are now recruiting in various fields to be able to welcome millions of spectators and more than 14,500 athletes next year for the Olympics and the Paralympics. The September slump continues on Wall Street as the major indexes all closed the day in the red. I'll have those details for you in just a bit. Well, it would seem that the constant drum banging about a lousy economy is taking its toll among American consumers. The AP is reporting that the Conference Board, that's a business research group, said that its consumer confidence index fell to 103 in September from 108.7 in August. Analysts were expecting a smaller decrease to a reading of 105. The index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Most troubling was the decline in the index measuring future expectations, which tumbled to 73.7 in September from 83.3 in August. Readings below 80 for future expectations historically signal a recession within a year. And consumers are becoming more wary. The downturn in spending is beginning to reveal itself in the quarterly financial reports of some of the nation's biggest retailers. Target recently reported its first quarterly sales decline in 6 years. Home Depot, the nation's largest home improvement retailer, also reported a decline in sales, with a fall-off in big-ticket items like appliances and other things that often require financing. So we got to face it. The ongoing rate hikes by the central bank are indeed slowing the economy and continue to cause pain among consumers. Well, now that UPS has adopted a big contract that can mean an additional income of up to $170,000 a year for their drivers, Amazon drivers are now considering quitting. Why? Well, they make $18 an hour. Business Insider is reporting that the common talk among Amazon drivers who work for delivery service partners, or DSPs, is that they should quit and see if they can sign on with UPS. All of this, of course, is happening ahead of the busy holiday delivery cycle. Amazon has announced that it's going to hire an additional 250,000 drivers and boost their pay. However, when you're looking at the massive wages gained by the Teamsters Union for UPS drivers, two words for Amazon? Good luck. The Ford Motor Company is halting production at a battery manufacturing plant. The New York Times is reporting that Ford said it was suspending construction of a battery factory in Michigan because of concerns that the plant might not be able to make products at a competitive price. It was unclear whether the halt was related to negotiations with the union or to other issues. Ford has come under attack from Republican lawmakers because it plans to manufacture batteries at the plant in Marshall, Michigan, using technology licensed from CATL, that's a Chinese company that's the world's largest maker of batteries for electric cars. At the same time, Ford has warned that increases in pay and benefits sought by the UAW would undermine its efforts to ramp up manufacturing of electric vehicles. If unions got all they're looking for, we would have to cancel our EV investments. That, according to Jim Farley, Ford's chief executive, who said in an interview about what's happening with the UAW just this past month. Meanwhile, Ford is expected to generate a profit of between $11 and $12 billion. It was another day of the September slump on Wall Street as the Dow cratered by 388 points to close at 33,618, while the Nasdaq fell by 207 points to end the session at 13,063, and the S&P 500 was off by 62 points to finish the day at 4275. Investors are flocking to treasuries as the 10-year T-bill hit 4.55% this afternoon. And at news time, West Texas Intermediate crude, was up by 90 cents to $90.58 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with television programs and the tentative deal between the Writers Union and networks. With that tentative deal agreed on, the end to the writer's strike, daytime primetime, and late-night shows are all scrambling to reset. Late-night mainstays, including The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, and The Late Night Show with Stephen Colbert, are expected to be among the first to come back, probably within days of getting the unions all clear. Saturday Night Live is said to be mulling an October 7 or an October 14 return. And clinching a deal for Hollywood writers now shifts to the focus to striking actors who walked out mid-July. With writers tasked to fight the big fight with studios, the agreement will surely pave the way for a deal with the Actors' Union. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Stay with us and click ahead for a conversation with Tyler Granger about a book fair. He is a writer and an entrepreneur. We learned so much about what he's doing behind the scenes to promote this book fair in the small town of Windsor Heights, Iowa. It's a great lesson in entrepreneurship and authorship, as a matter of fact. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.